So I'm Nicole, and I'm a member of Stay Free Colorado. And Stay Free Colorado is who is hosting this event.
More than 130 people attended Stay Free Colorado's January 30th rally in Glenwood Springs. According to the group's website, it, quote, exercises its First Amendment freedom of assembly, sharing experiences and resources and joining together for peaceful resolution of their grievances, end quote. Two rally participants promoted the event on Grand Ave, one holding a sign with a smiley face and another that read, "United to Stop the Lies." Lori is from Carbondale and has been involved with Stay Free Colorado since its inception in September of last year. She says when she got sick in January 2020 with what she assumes was COVID-19, she didn't go to a doctor, but did what she always does.
I did high levels of vitamin D3, high levels of vitamin C. I drink 3 gallons of water a day. I eat very clean. And I don't worry, because I know that none of us are getting out of here alive. We're all going to die from something.
Health seems to be a theme amongst several members of Stay Free Colorado. Rally organizer Audrey Bergio is a fitness trainer. MC Nicole Wallace co-owns Vera Herbals, an organic wellness company based in Carbondale. The group's January 3rd community meeting was held at Carbondale's True Nature Healing Arts. Guest speakers at the rally, however, came from a mix of medical and conservative political backgrounds.
I don't agree with government mandates. I don't agree with the shutting down of businesses and destroying economies. I just don't agree with that. I don't think that that's not the kind of place that I want to live in.
That's Jamie, who's also been with the group since the beginning. She says Stay Free Colorado is trying to recruit new members, but estimates that it had about 13 leading into January's rally.
My perspective is that people are individuals and we are each sovereign individuals, and we have the right to do what we need to protect ourselves.
Both Jamie and Lori brought up the importance of sovereignty. On the group's website, the bylaws page lists information about recruiting and vetting new members, membership dues, etiquette, and a membership oath. The resources page links to handbooks written by the National Liberty Alliance, a nationwide sovereign citizen group identified as an extremist group by Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit human rights organization. Stay Free Colorado also lists Garfield County Assembly virtues on its webpage, which include honor, self-governance, vigilance, and contribution. Quote, to discover one's passions and talents and use them to create what is beautiful and needed. To work hard to take care of oneself, one's family, and one's community. End quote. I asked Lori if she worries about her loved ones who don't follow the same health regimens she does. She said no. When I asked both Lori and Jamie if they'll be getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Hell no, no way, no how would I get that?
Me either.
And I keep praying for the people that have. This is a vaccine unlike anything we've ever seen, ever. It's not been trialed. Everyone that's getting it, they're human guinea pigs for a manufacturer who has absolutely no liability or accountability. No way.
It's true that the 2005 Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act provides liability immunity for vaccine producers. But the vaccines have been trialed. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in December 2020 showed that the Pfizer vaccine is 95% effective in preventing COVID-19 and is unlikely to cause serious harmful side effects. The journal also published a study of the Moderna vaccine with similar results. As for masks, Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor, tweeted on February 4th that there is not enough data to show that vaccines definitely prevent the spread of COVID-19 and that masks are still vital. Here's Lori.
I don't even like to give him any energy, Fauci, because he's so corrupt. But he's even stated that. It doesn't provide immunity. And it's not going to change anything, because they're still saying that even if you get vaccinated, you're still going to have to wear a mask and distance. So what's the point?
Vaccines may not stop the spread of COVID-19, but as the data show, they'll protect the people who got the shot.
Everyone's responsible for themselves.
Yeah.
It's like if you're in a plane and the plane is crashing, put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
But it looks like members of Stay Free Colorado won't be putting on masks at all. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.